VWA, mobile.
TFW, afternoon, Steve.
You on your way home?
Now, another day done. Three more to go.
Work Friday.
Work none next week.
Good, that's good. That's a pretty good trade-off. You get to complete a full week, and then they'll be down for the following week. Now, what are they going to do on New Year's?
New Year's, I don't have to go back until the second. Once I get that Friday under me, I won't have to go back until the second.
Good. That's good. Well, so what are you going to do with all this time out? You just going to watch the inside of your eyelids?
That'd be nice. I think Christmas Day, you got to run to Anderson and see the grandkids. I don't know what changed my day that you went to see Grandma. Grandma didn't come see us. And then I don't think there's too much other. Mama might work. She told them she would work if they needed her. But then she also thought about maybe making a run to Raleigh.
Kids and grandkids up in Raleigh?
My mother-in-law and sister-in-law live up there, up in Cary.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad a trip. What is that, 4.5?
4.5, do the speed limit, take your time, make a stop or two.
You have to ride around Hillsboro on that trip. Whenever I went up that way, I'd stop at Hillsboro and just get me a little something to drink, go to the bathroom, and then get back in the car and finish it off going on over there.
Take 49, go up to Asheboro, and cut up in Charlotte right there by UNC and kind of take the back roads. It's a lot more enjoyable ride.
Less traffic, too.
Just ease up the road, you know, and just... Anymore, I don't get in no hurry. I just enjoy the ride.
Hello. Well, I have been sent out to take the trash. And I'm running over to the dumping station to take my trash over here at Capabella by the school. And then I got to come back. And I've got a wood rack that holds about a quarter of a cord of wood. I'm going to go down and get my John Deere. I got my forklift blades on the front, and I'm going to bring that rack back up there so that we can go ahead. It's cold enough now. We're going to build some fire tonight in the wood stove, try to stay warm. And beyond that, I ain't going to turn my hand to nothing.
Noticing coming out of work, there was a bucket had some frozen water on top of it. It never did thaw out today. It was in the shade all day.
How about that? Hey, now, you're somewhere along New Cut Road, aren't you?
Is that what you're saying? Off of 290 there in Greer, by the Ingles.
By what?
Ingles is in the car auction.
Oh, yeah. You live over that way? Towards, on the Greer side or on the other side?
Ingles out my back window.
Every time it snows, you don't even crank up the car. You just walk over there.
Get all excited like everybody else. I'm pretty much used to it.
I don't either. I just, you know, I got four-wheel drive in my truck, and then got four-wheel drive in my other truck. And then I got if it gets really stupid, I've got one of those UTVs that's, you know, four-wheel drive with the go-anywhere tires. And that thing, I have never seen anything that stop it. So, you know, and I got to admit one thing, you know, sometimes it's just fun to get out and go in the snow.
Got a Jeep Wrangler that I don't even think I've had it in four-wheel drive yet. And then we got a RAV4 that's all-wheel drive, so we should be in good shape.
There you go. Well, I'm fixing to come up here on the dumping station, so... I'll let you go, and I'll be out for about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, get rid of the trash, and then head on back home, and then see what Mama's got in mind for me, and I get a couple things done after this wood rack. So, you be careful out there, bud. Maybe you'll pick up Patrick there in a minute, and I hope he's having a pretty good day. I talked to him yesterday. He seemed to be doing pretty good. So, anyhow, I'll talk to you again soon, hopefully before Christmas. But if I don't, Merry Christmas.
Steve, good to talk to you. Merry Christmas, and have a good one. KN4 TFW.